This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, let's try this again. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Yesterday... I live in a little town just outside of Greenville, South Carolina, called Easley. And somebody behind, where I live, there's a lot of housing developments. And somebody behind my housing development, they bought a big parcel of land right behind my housing development and then decided to build a house, which is actually a pretty sizable house, but in the middle of this big parcel of land looks like a speck. And build that in the middle of this big parcel of land, and they decided they needed to lay a concrete driveway. And when the copious amounts of concrete trucks showed up to drop their concrete, one of them hit a transformer yesterday, knocking me off the air. I have not gone and put my initials in his driveway yet. I am thinking about it. But no matter. So I will try to condense today. And for those of you that missed yesterday that would like to have heard more from me, today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be at 106.3 WORD filling in for 4 hours straight. So at 106.3WORD.com, I believe it is. You can find it there, unless you're in the upstate area of South Carolina, where you can listen on your Rodeo. However, a new survey has come out, and this one is, it's not alarming to me. It's indicative of what's going on. For many Americans today in the United States, a military coup in which the military would seize control of the federal government is starting to seem like a refreshing alternative to the existing administration. This coming from a study from YouGov, a new survey found that 29% of Americans could imagine a scenario where they would support a military takeover in the United States. A total of 41% could not imagine supporting such an event, and so while the coup supporters are still decidedly in the minority, the fact that the option polls so highly is remarkable. That means 70 million people in the United States are ready to support a coup. It reveals a clear political divide. Not in the political parties themselves, per se. More so in the electorate. Now, Republicans in the electorate are twice as likely to rate a potential coup highly, than Democrats, with the two parties polling 43% and 20% respectively. Part of the suspected reason here towards the fondness for a U.S. coup is the military officers consistently garner more public support than politicians. From the same survey, 70% of the respondents think that officers want what's best for America, compared to just 12% who think the same of members of Congress. That's huge. That's a major disparity. In fact, 71% of the respondents believe that members of Congress only want what's best for themselves. Local politicians do not fare much better at 59%. Now, while federal civil servants didn't perform as poorly as local politicians, 37% believe that what they want, or that they want, what's best for themselves, and only 22% think that civil servants have the best interests of the country at heart. Police officers, surprisingly, police officers are viewed similarly to the military, though not quite as positively. A total of 55% of respondents think police officers want the best for the country, while 24% holding that these officers just want what's good for them. Talk of a military coup in the U.S. recently prompted renewed discussion after a professor at West Point was recently forced to resign following revelations that he authored several controversial articles, and one of those articles titled Aliyah Iacta, the U.S. Coup of 2017, he argued that military officers, far from simply having the right to overthrow the government, may have a duty to do so if the government acts against the best interests of the country. Now I just got to ask myself, where do we say that jump-off point is? Because I have two big questions. Now, mind you, once again, I want to make sure that we reinforce this, and this is absolutely 100% clear. I do not advocate violence. I do not. Violence is bad on so many levels. It's something that you cannot take back. You cannot apologize for. Once it is done, it is done. And in one way or another, it will linger. It will stay with you. However, given what I see that's happening in Europe, given what I know they're trying to do here, I mean, I don't know if you guys are connecting the dots the way I do. I look at what's happening in Europe. I look at the way the president is getting out here and saying, we cannot exist in a world where people slander the prophet. And I say to myself, this is a Muslim takeover of the planet. It's happening in Europe. I've been to Europe. I mean, some of you have been to Europe. Europe is a lovely place, full of history and culture, and that is all getting overrun. Right now, Islam does not even, they don't value their own culture. They blow up the antiquities of the past because they consider them to be, idols, false idols, not to be looked at or admired. They don't look at them as history of what our forebears did and a way of remembering them, which is why they put it up in the first place. No, they don't look at it that way. And I wonder at what point we're going to sit back and say, you know, this is enough. Somebody is going to, at some point, sit up and say, this is enough. And it may just be a regular citizen who will begin a movement, or it may be a military officer. In a way, if there wasn't so much showmanship involved in it, I would say Donald Trump is there. But there's a little, I'm still waiting on him to mess up some more. He's already done a whole lot of messing up. He's got a whole lot more messing up to do. People do like the fact that he's rude and all this other stuff, and he's saying things that maybe the politicians should be saying, but they're not. And that's why he's standing out. That's why he's standing out. So I'm waiting to see him mess himself up a little bit more. But where do we... I know that everybody sits around, and for the most part, nobody knows what things are like in most places here in the United States, like Dearborn, Michigan, or Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, where we have huge influxes of Islamic culture. People in Dearborn refer to it as Dearbornistan. At what point are we going to look at this and recognize what we're seeing? When do we get that fax from the brain? When we get back, I'm going to try that bad Popular Mechanics article I tried yesterday. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Popular Mechanics, they got out there and they... It's interesting to watch how some of these things make it to the mainstream. Because it is telling. Popular Mechanics wants to know why we don't have smart guns yet. They've seen Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone. They've seen Skyfall. Start out by saying that for decades, inventors have been trying to make guns that can be fired only by their owners without sacrificing reliability. I disagree with that. There may be some people out there that have wanted to do it primarily as a money-making scheme. People that actually want it, for the most part, are anti-gunners, of course. Most of the prototypes depend on biometrics, voice or palm or fingerprint scans to verify the owner. None of them have made it to production. Because there's a possibility of things like sweat and blood blocking a sensor, and dependability remains a concern. Plus, a gun is a incredibly remarkable machine. It is, I mean, I can only think so of some garden tools that are actually more simple than a Glock. Then we had Armatex, which is in, the fact that they're writing about Armatex this month when they are falling apart at the seams, and they fired the guy that developed the IP-1 from Agent, I don't remember his name, from Agent K. Armatex is the only player that's actually made it into anything resembling production. The first production smart gun to be marketed in the United States, although it hasn't ever been sold by anybody, it's been put up for sale for anybody, because we would know this in New Jersey, is the $1,800 IP-1, which uses a radio frequency identification, an RFID, to safeguard the weapon. As soon as the gun loses contact with its accompanying wristwatch, it automatically deactivates. You see, you can't just buy the gun. The gun is only $1,400. For the 10-shot semi-automatic 22 long rifle pistol, only $1,400. Please, let's go buy a bunch. Now, the main purpose of a smart gun would be to ensure that only the owner or the proprietor of the gun, or the gun, the one that the gun is issued to, can operate it. Now, if you go and you look at how much of a... Right now, accidental gun deaths are falling precipitously. Now, unless you ask Johns Hopkins University, which of course gets their funding from Bloomberg, where they say that unintentional shootings are among the most preventable forms of gun violence. Presumably, a smart gun, according to Popular Mechanics, could also deter a gun theft and even protect police officers who lose their gun in a tussle. Here's the problem with a smart gun. A smart gun becomes less reliable for the person that's going to use it. When you take a smart gun that has an interventive process in it, that means that interventive process has to have a power supply. Not only does it have to have a power supply, it may need to have a power supply for it, as well as your triggering device, whether it's your Lucky Astrology mood watch that Armatex puts out there or something. Some of these things have rings. Some of them recognize paw prints. But you get my drift. You cannot go back and feasibly retrofit any existing pistol out there today to become a smart gun without seriously altering the way the thing is designed and probably the way it operates. Now, according to Popular Mechanics, one of the reasons the IP-1 never made it to any of the shops is because of the New Jersey Childproof Handgun Law, which is a tactless law, according to them, And that would have mandated that gun sellers sell only personalized weapons in the state once there are smart gun products for sale. They point out that the all-or-nothing approach has been polarizing, so now the same politicians who passed the law are discussing how to repeal it in favor of tax incentives that promote smart guns. Now, notice one very telling thing that we're going to see from that. We need to go take a look at that right now. We need to go look in New Jersey. You would think if the politicians actually want to repeal a law, if they get out there and say, we want to repeal this law, they could actually do that. But how often have you ever seen any law repealed? The other problem here, and even Popular Mechanics gets this, is that they just don't make sense. 22 long rifle is fine for target shooting. There are a great many people that will go out and spend a lot more money than $1,800 building the perfect 22 long rifle pistol. However, for $1,800, we can go out and buy three Glocks. And in the era of worrying about things like budgets, both for us and municipalities, that doesn't make any sense to go out and spend a premium on something that may not work. The reason to buy a gun is to defend yourself. If you're going to buy a gun to defend yourself, there's plenty of non-reliable guns out there today. You don't have to get a smart gun. And if you're going to buy a gun and carry it for self-defense, that's the last thing I would ever advise you do, is go buy something that is not reliable. Save your money. Buy a knife. This gun would never be adopted by lawmen. The design, not just the gun itself, but the design would never be adopted by lawmen. Because it is... That watch has got to be within 15 inches of that gun for it to function. 15 inches. What if they lose that arm in a gunfight? That is a possibility of losing that gun, that arm. Your strong side arm. I guess you could do something ridiculous and wear two wrist watches, which then takes the price of this 22 long rifle, 10 shot, non-reliable, can't even fire a full magazine without a malfunction pistol, to $2,200. I guess we could go that route if you wanted to. Anyway, it's interesting that Popular Mechanics, though, just got to look at this, because this has been going on for a while. We've been talking about Armatix for a while. We're way ahead of the curve on this one, way out there. Hey, in college right now, they're teaching the young heads full of mush that 9/11 was our fault. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
All right, welcome back. Fingers crossed as we go into this segment. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We recently went through the 14th anniversary of 9/11. And on that day, and today, and for days going through this year, the people today that are college freshmen today were 4 years old when that happened. Today, according to the New York Post and several major universities, there's a freshman-level English course called The Literature of 9/11. And that sounds all right, I guess. There were a lot of, you know, lots of video came out of that. A lot of pictorials came out of that. Then you find out that what the syllabus is full of as far as writings, and you find out that this is coming from the point of view of the terrorists. And my first question is, who would be teaching such a class here in the United States? Although we are talking, after all, about academia. The report doesn't list the schools. It does note public institutions like the University of Maryland and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill will be teaching this curriculum that will include books titled The Reluctant Fundamentalist and Poems from Guantanamo, Detainees Speak. The course at UNC will be taught by Associate English Professor and Postcolonial Studies Scholar Neil Ahuja. Not exactly sounding like a typical North Carolinian, now, is he? In Ahuja's twister worldview, Al-Qaeda terrorists are the real victims. Abu Zubaydah's torture may be interpreted as simply one more example of the necropower of U.S. imperialism, the power to coerce and kill targeted populations, he recently wrote. In an academic paper criticizing the war on terror, he says America's depiction of the 9/11 terrorists as monsters is merely an attempt to animalize them as insects and justify squashing them in a fantasy of justice. This colonial construct of an animalized enemy, he added, dovetails with the work of mourning the nation after 9/11, which in the logic of security must be made perpetual and melancholic, I guess. To him, it's all cynically designed to justify more imperial violence against Muslim, Arab, and South Asian men. He goes on to decry the U.S. colonization of Afghanistan and northwestern Pakistan, along with the aerial bombing and indefinite detention of al-Qaeda terrorists at Gitmo. In other writings, he bashes Israel and sides with the Palestinian terrorists, further revealing his agenda. Okay, cool. I get it there, Professor. You go ahead and teach what you're going to teach. Here is the problem with this, okay? Here's the problem with this. In the United States, we do not like it when you attack non-combatants. We can't do something about every time you attack a non-combatant. We will definitely do something about it when you attack them here. We will definitely do something about it. It may be as small as a traffic cop who's pulling double duty and moonlighting at a cartoon festival that shows up and kills two terrorists as they drive up within about 25 seconds of their arrival. And it may be as big as the invasion of Afghanistan. Whether or not the other things like Iraq and everything else matter, I didn't think they mattered. I didn't think we needed to go in there. However, once we went, we had to go. We were in. That's one of those things, once you start, you got to finish. But if you're going to play that game, you're going to come at us. I mean, I saw a video the other day of a guy in prison who threatened to kill another inmate if he did not convert to Islam. And then the prisoners ganged up on the guy and then beat him half to death. He had his little Taliban Sam beard growing and everything, and they just beat him half to death. And the black inmates and the white inmates all got in on it, because here's a guy saying, if you do not convert to Islam, I will kill you in your cell. Okay? That's not something to do in prison. It really isn't. And it's really not something to do anywhere. What we are doing, what we're allowing in these colleges where we send our children, is we are allowing them to be indoctrinated to this anti-American worldview where they're, you know, the odds are already stacked against them when they go to college, aren't they? And North Carolina is notorious for some of their teachings, but I mean, I'm sure in the Northeast there's plenty of it happening too. The UNC College Republicans wrote in a letter to Chancellor Carol Folt, "These readings offer points of view that justify terrorism, paint the United States and its government as a wholly evil and immoral, as wholly evil and immoral, and desecrate the memory of the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks." We are enjoying the seeds we have sown, folks. I mean, I hate to put it to you this way. We are enjoying that which we have allowed to happen. By getting out there and not saying certain things at certain times in the name of being polite, that breeds this thing they call political correctness, where words matter, where words can be hurtful and harm your self-esteem. And this is now these same words, which we're not allowed to say, are being used by people that are making the rules and driving the conversation, and they're going to get our kids. They're working on getting our kids. They're working for what reason, I have no idea either. That's the big point. I really don't get why it is great and fashionable and trendy to cozy up to the Islamics. I really don't. That completely blows my mind. The Islamics, I mean, here in the United States, okay, let me get to this. Here in the United States, we've had this thing about gender equality, right? Ladies, you want to make as much money, and you want to be in the same level. And a lot of really good inroads have been made towards that. They really have. I mean, some of you may not think so. I do. And it's because of the push and the effort. Most of you that walk around today that may think, maybe you've taken this class, maybe you've taken this writings and readings of 9/11 literature, and you're sitting back thinking America is horrible, the Islamics are the way to go. Go out and hang out with some Islamics dressed like you would to say go to work. And I'm not talking about getting out there and dressing like you're on Dancing with the Stars. I'm just talking about in a smart dress. A smart dress with maybe a blazer. And they're going to beat you to death because you're showing too much. You're showing too much. In Islamic land, you're supposed to be wearing a burqa. As a matter of fact, we don't even want to see your eyes. You need mesh in front of your eyes. You're not allowed to have any identity. You're not allowed to be seen. We, the men of Islamic land, will tell you this. We will rape you. We will kill you if we want to. If we are your father and you bring shame upon the family, we may kill you. And yet the leftists continue to cozy up to them. So, I don't have time to give you an example. I'm going to tell you something when we get back. I'm going to open up by telling you about something that happened in France this past week. And you can decide for yourselves whether you want to continue to cozy up to the Islamic land dwellers. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, one of the things I want you to clearly understand is, as a gun carrier, all of these things I just mentioned to you, all these things I brought up and thrown your way, mean something to us as gun carriers, because we've made a stake out there. We've put this out there saying we are self-reliant. Without self-reliance, there's some other things that come with it. Some people might look at it and say obligations. Some people might say it might be like a moral anchor. Coming out of France, where where the Islamic invasion is occurring left, right, and center, a young lady was at a French park sunbathing in a bikini a couple of weekends ago. Now, hang on a minute, and let me explain something to you. I was at a park this past weekend myself. And had I seen something like this unfolding in front of me, I would have been watching this very closely to see where it went, because I might have had to have intervened in it. The unidentified victim is 21 years old. She was sunbathing with two friends in a park in Reims in northern France, Wednesday, not the weekend, when they were approached by five females ages 16 to 24. One of the five women verbally abused the victim for immorally exposing so much flesh in a public place. When the victim yelled back, the other girls and young women surrounded her and slapped and punched her. Witnesses intervened before the victim was seriously hurt, but she suffered bruises in the incident. The five suspects were arrested, but they have not been identified by police. Authorities say they live in housing complexes with large Muslim populations. When news of the attack spread, hundreds across France responded to a Twitter appeal by an anti-racist organization called SOS Racist Me to post images of themselves wearing skimpy bathing suits in public places using the hashtag, I can't pronounce it, I'm sorry, which means I wear my swimsuit in the park. Reams told the Union newspaper that the victim was not able to say whether her assailants were motivated by religious opinions. Far right bloggers use the attack as an example of alleged radical Islamic threats to French values. According to, who is this, the mayor of Reims, he said, we have to be careful not to jump to conclusions. All the same, I can understand why people have assumed that the attack had religious motives. That turns out to be the case. It is a very serious incident. This is coming from Arnaud Robinet. Arnaud Robinet will be one of these guys that we find his head separated from his body. To sit out there and not acknowledge the threat. You know, we talk all the time. When I'm talking about an armed self-defense event as it unfolds in front of you, I tell you that your eyes have to fax your brain, and your brain has to fax your body, right? You have to digest everything that's going on around you, and then you have to go into action, right? And here we have something happening, maybe quite subtly, although I don't think that 21-year-old sunbather thought it was too subtle, happening in Europe. We have it happening here. And, you know, everybody's like, we can't jump to conclusions, of course, because we're all afraid of being called a racist or an Islamophobe. I don't have to have any of those particular labels laid on me. I'm a gun carrier. I'm a Second Amendment advocate. I'm an American. And if... You know what, if somebody wants to sit out there and say, well, you know, we need to actually sort of sit around and appease Islam, like, one senator has come out and said this already, but the main gist here is that we have to recognize what's going on. And our politicians are not. In the case of the mayor of Reims, France, that is not happening. Some politicians in some states recognize what's going on. Apparently in Michigan they don't. Apparently in Minnesota they don't. Every time I'm on the air, I have at length discussions with some people at GCN from time to time, and I worry about them. Because of this, if you want to find out how the benefit of these 10,000 Syrians they want to bring in, and I've seen some pictures of the Syrians they want to bring in, these guys are not refugees. Not unless the nation is a nation of IFBB bodybuilding professionals. These are not refugees. We have terrorists being sent to us in our midst. ISIS is already trumpeting how we're going to transport their fighters to our country. And then at some point, some group of innocents, some town, some city, some school, some bus, some shop or something, they're going to be fallen upon by these animals. And yes, they are animals. Anybody that, you know what, if they want to be something less than an animal, if they've got some sort of, you know, they're grieved in some way and they want to go to combat, fine, fight combatants. Don't line up a bunch of civilians and shoot them in the back of the head while they're on their knees, begging you not to shoot them in the head. That's not a warrior of any type. And if that's jihad, well, you know, okay. No problem. But as you have seen, for those of you who might be sitting back and might be like this little cell type, sitting in that little cell waiting and everything, sometimes here you're going to find some pushback. You're going to find something that occurs coming your way. Might not like it. You might find out that some of the things you've been taught are not actually real. which I sort of suspect. Anytime I get into this whole religious thing, I don't remember which one it was. There was a Star Trek movie where they were all going to the Promised Land, and Spock's brother had brainwashed or convinced everybody that it actually existed. And they went there, and they all had their own interpretation of who this one individual was, of who this one deity was. And when they actually met him, thank you, the Final Frontier, when they actually met him, well, he wasn't anything of the sort. And he revealed that to everybody there. I suspect that within certain mindsets of religious dogma, that that might be something they find. However, once again, all of this comes down to the fact that we have politicians doing this to us. A bunch of us are beginning to think that maybe a military coup would not be a bad idea. The military probably thinks in a lot of cases a military coup would not be a bad idea. And at the same time while we're doing all of this, some of our key players want to disarm me and you. What does that tell you about them? What does that tell you about them? I know what it tells me about them. You know, I mean, that part is not that easy to figure out. And they all want to, I mean, just the other day, what's his name? O'Malley. Martin O'Malley, out of Maryland. Former mayor of Maryland, who put everything in place that Stephanie Rawlings has been capitalizing on as Baltimore smokes in the crater. He wants a gun registration. That's the direction he thinks the nation wants to go in. As we move away from that, as the populace moves away from that, politicians who don't listen, especially those that are seeking office, if they're not listening to the constituents, do they need to even get a vote? We'll be right back, going in hour number two on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.